Refresh.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, The Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of Refresh Podcast. Guys, I know it has been quite some time since I have uploaded, and today I just wanted to address where have I been, what's been going on in my life, and praying that God uses this to meet you where you are. And maybe there's some of you here today that are facing a little bit of the same thing that I was facing. So let's open up in prayer and let's just talk, you know. Father, I just thank you so much for this time that we have together. God, I thank you for the listener. God, I pray that this word would just meet their ears and that it would minister to their heart. God, I pray that seeds would be planted, Lord, as this ability to be relatable, Lord, to the viewer. Father, during this time, I pray that Holy Spirit would just meet your people where they are and just minister to their hearts. God, we give you the highest praise because you're so good. In Jesus' name, amen. So guys, it's Monday. I hope you're doing incredibly well. Once again, it has been quite some time. It's probably been like 3 weeks since I've posted the last episode. Welcome to season three. Unfortunately, we will not be resuming in the series that we started in season two at the end. Today, I just want to be absolutely real with you. Is that okay? Can I be real with you? I mean, it's not like you can say no, right? You're the one that chose to listen. But today, I just want to be real with you. I want to be open with you. I want to be vulnerable with you. Praying and believing that God will use this time of vulnerability to minister to your heart. Yeah. So let's just kind of start a little bit from the beginning, shall we? So whenever we moved into the year 2020, you know, we do this every year, right? Where we're transitioning into that next year, and we have like these big expectations for the year. You know, like a lot of people set resolutions, and doesn't really ever get anywhere. But whenever you set goals for yourself and there's things that you want to achieve, you know, you begin to press forward towards those things. And so coming into the year, finally, 2020 has been a big year for everybody before we actually got here. You know, like there's been many people that thought that 2020 would be like so advanced into the future, you know, that everything's chrome, that we got these flying cars, that we got these robots everywhere, you know. But look at us now in 2020. I'm sure it's nothing by even the slightest that is close to that expectation of what people thought it would be, you know. And so we get into 2020, and I was just super excited, you know, that God was gonna do something incredible. And look, I'm not wrong. Like, God is doing something absolutely incredible right now, and I don't want to get ahead of myself just yet. So, you know, this year's progressing, and then, you know, the announcement of this virus, that, you know, coronavirus, and it's going around and it's killing people, and I do not want to get too much into this, because you know, I don't want this to be about my personal views of coronavirus or anything like that. But, you know, the repercussion and the effects of people being super paranoid or super protective of this virus, you know, has led to isolation and has led to quarantine and has led to so many dangerous areas, you know. And I remember that, you know, so I work at a grocery store, and they have this recording that plays on the overhead. It plays on the radio. It's a pre-recording of this woman, and she's like, yeah, social distancing is the best way to stop the spread of coronavirus, but, you know, social distancing is also incredibly dangerous whenever it comes to your spiritual life, because whenever you're isolating yourself, whenever you're cutting yourself off from other people, you're weakening yourself. And I've been reading this book by Michael Todd, and it's called Relationship Goals. If you have not read that book out. I highly recommend that you need to check it out. But this is an excerpt that I found in there that I thought was just absolutely incredible. And it went a little something like this. When we're isolated, we're at more risk of listening to lies about who we are and coming to believe them as truth. We all need relationship with people who can remind us of the truth and dispel the falsehood, who can show us some of the love our hearts need, who can help us along the way. God knows this, and that's why God wants relationships for us. So you ponder on that for just a moment, and that word isolation has been a huge killer for so many people during this time, that people have been forced to shelter and forced to, you know, be very limited in the things that they do. And all of these social gatherings that have been minimized to very bare minimum, almost nothing. And it's frowned upon to go and be a good neighbor, you know. All of these different things. But guys, let's just think about, like, what is that isolation doing for us? You know, it is separating us from the body. It's separating us from the flock. And we know that whenever we're in that area of separation, like that excerpt was saying, that we tend to be at risk of listening to lies about who we are. And then we believe them, we adopt them as truth. And so the reason I say that is because that had been the reason I have not been uploading for the last 3 weeks, is because I went through a process where I hit a brick wall. You know, to where I would work and I would just come home, and it feels like all I was doing and working and coming home. I even hit this dry spell of, like, you know, nobody was texting me and nobody was keeping in touch with me, and it felt like I didn't have any friends, like I was alone. That there's like 2 days where I didn't text anybody at all. And nobody even texted me back first. And I was just struggling, you know. And I was like, man, I knew it. Like, you know, if I don't text people back first, they don't text me at all. And that was a very dangerous mindset to be. And, you know, I felt alone. I felt, you know, depressed. I felt, you know, like I was the only one. Something incredible that one of my pastors had said Sunday, you know, because my lead pastor, he's on vacation. And so the associate pastor was giving a message, and she was talking about how Elijah felt like he was alone. And the Lord was like, nah, man, I got 7,000 people held on reserve who will stand for me. And she was saying that it is our responsibility to come to a place to where we're connected, that if we're not connected, that it is our own responsibility to be connected, because there's so many opportunities around us to get connected that we got to just step forward and we got to connect with people. And that really, really inspired me. And I'm not saying that was the thing that helped me kind of resurrect, but it definitely resonated with me, you know, that I was listening to some sermons by Michael Todd, and, you know, and just reading my Bible and worshiping. And that is definitely what helped me pull out of it. You know, I realized I came to a place that I was like, you know, God has used me, God has called me not to be the person that others reach out to, but for me to be the person that reaches out to others. And that I cannot just sit there and wait for somebody else to text me, that I got to be the one to go and text others and make sure that they know that they're loved and that they have a purpose, because I am called to be the encourager. And so I was like, man, you know, like, what was I doing? Like, you know, I let the enemy rob me of days where people probably needed encouragement, and I didn't grant that because I too was struggling, you know. And it's because I wasn't letting God lead, you know. I was letting Jason lead. And I was telling one of my coworkers out the other day, I was like, you know, I was like, whenever we get to that place, it's because we're feeding our flesh more than we're feeding our spirits. And obviously, whatever dog wins in the fight is the one that you feed the most. You know, your flesh and your spirit are always at war with each other. And so if you're feeding your flesh more, your spirit is struggling, but you got to feed your spirit more, because you cannot take your flesh with you whenever you kick the bucket. That's it. You know, like, your spirit is so much more important. Yeah, guys, I know this is a little bit all over the place. I am incredibly sorry. This is not scripted. This is just straight from my heart. I just need to be real. I need to be raw. I need to be honest. I have not been okay, but I'm good. I'm good now. You know, I that was the past tense I used. I had not been okay, but I am good now. You know, I started going through all of my Facebook messages. I was like, okay, you know, if, like, If people, you know, that I reach out to, they don't talk back, I just delete it. It's cool. And then I saw people that it just felt like needed to be reached out to, and I reached out to them, and they were so encouraged, and they were so, you know, grateful to be heard from. And it was just really a really cool time. And so I say this to encourage you that this is a very challenging time right now for a lot of people. A lot of people are not used to this way of living. You know, you remember when I said earlier in a podcast that God is doing something this year. He is, you know, that don't let, you know, the coronavirus or having to wear a mask or the elections or the condition of the world or the anarchy going around you distract you from the move of God, because that's what the enemy comes to do. That whenever God is moving and God is stirring and God is preparing a brand new season and he wants us to be a part of it, the enemy comes immediately to steal and to distract and to keep you away from getting there. And so, guys, I just really want to encourage you and to remind you that God is doing something and he wants you to be a part of it, that you are important. You know, don't let the oscillation, don't let the time, the downtime of quarantine get the best of you. You know, reach out to people. You know, maybe you can't meet with people in person, but, you know, get on Zoom and or call or FaceTime or do what you've got to do. But do not, maybe you have reached a place where I was, where you felt alone, you feel like nobody wants you. You know, I want you to know this, that I was reading, that I was praying, and that I was worshiping the other morning while I was getting ready for work, and I was thinking about how God had called us into sonship and into daughtership through the process of adoption. You know, and that word adoption is somebody that chose to love you. You know, because whenever somebody needs to be adopted, it is because somebody chose not to love them, because somebody chose to abandon them. But thankfully, God stepped up to the plate and says, I choose to love you. That even when other people abandon you, or even when other loves abandon you, my love will never abandon you. And I'm so grateful that he called us into adoption, that he stepped forward and chose to adopt us, because that just, it's so refreshing to know that, you know, he's adopted us. And so now that we're adopted and we're sons and daughters of the God of the Most High, like, you know, there's so many great things that we get to have. You know, that every resource belongs to us. We don't ever lack. That joy belongs to us. You know, that peace belongs to us. And, you know, in Philippians 4:8, it tells us all the things that set our minds on, you know, that whatever is pure and whatever is lovely and all those other great things. Go and look, man. It's great. It is a box full of is a bag full of trail mix. You know, they got a bunch of good stuff in there. You definitely want to go check that mug out. But, you know, guys, you know, I really want to say this, is that you can get up from this, that you can move forward from this, that maybe, you know, in this downtime, it's been a sin frenzy for you, but, you know, God has restoration, and there's forgiveness that is found in him, that if you go to him and you repent and you ask for forgiveness, that he will forgive you, and then just get up and move on. You know, that I recently joined this young adult class at our church called Remnant, and I'm super excited to be a part of that. And one of our leaders tonight, he was saying that there is a difference between condemnation and conviction. That condemnation was whenever you fall short, whenever you mess up, it's the mindset of, man, I can't get up from this, I can't recover from this. But conviction is, hey, look, I know you messed up, but this is the way to get out of it. This is the way to move on from it. You guys, it's time that we open up our hearts to be healed, that God is doing something incredible in these days, that yes, it looks like the world around us is falling apart, but we can know that this does not surprise God at all, that he's not surprised, he's not off guard, but also to know that he's still doing something. You know, that when everything around you crumbles, that he's not crumbling, that there is life, and there's life that is found in him, and it's far greater than any life you can ever have in this world. So guys, thank you so much. I really just wanted to get on here and minister to your heart with what's been going on with my life, because I know that I'm not the only one. If the enemy ever tells you that you're the only one facing something, that couldn't be a bigger lie, that somebody needs to hear what you're going through, because they need to be encouraged by what you're facing. Guys, I am currently not on social media. I am taking a break. I'm actually going to be working on a short film project, so that is going to be so fun. I cannot wait to make that, because I believe that God's going to use it to just minister to so many people. But I just wanted to, like, once again, just make this episode to encourage you, to let you know, hey, to remind you how you are not alone. You're not alone. You know, you can overcome loneliness, you know, by staying active in the Word and reaching out and connecting with others, you know, and you know, obviously worshiping and praying and fellowshipping with the one love that will never, ever give up on you. Guys, can we just pray? Let's just do that. Father, just thank you so much for this time to be able to encourage your people. God, I pray that these words resonated in our hearts, Lord, that they would plant seeds in our hearts, God, that we can be reminded that we're not alone, but that you are never far from where we are. God, I pray that during this time of quarantine, this time of isolation, this time where life seems uncertain, God, that we know that when we place our life in your hands and we surrender to you, Lord, that the best things that we can ever have are found in you, God, for there's so many gifts and resources that are buried and intertwined with a life with you. God, I thank you that you're a good shepherd, and that when we have you, we don't lack anything at all whatsoever. God, I pray for healing in the hearts of your people. God, I pray for just a restoration, Lord, from isolation, a restoration from the things that seek to destroy in our lives. God, I pray that you would just build new relationships, help us to get reconnected with people that we love, Lord, and make new friends, God. Father, I pray that you would walk through this season with us. God, I thank you that your word says that there's a time and a season for everything appointed under the heavens. God, I thank you that you love us and that you walk through things with us, Lord. And Father, you are so good. And Father, there's truly no one like you in all this earth. Father, we give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today for, I know this is a very unusual, a very different episode of Refresh Podcast, but it is a very necessary and a very needed. And what better way to kick off season 3 of Refresh Podcast with a super raw, super real message from yours truly, your boy, the Muffin Man. Guys, this has been Refresh Crop Podcast, where Christ is before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. Cannot wait to be back with you guys again soon. I don't know if I'm going to be super active at the moment, but guys, I promise that I will get back to a stable schedule. Yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your day. Love you guys. Yeah.